It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local side. Tonight, our KFMO Classic Series takes you back to March 7th at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse as we rebroadcast the Men's Basketball Region 16 Championship game between the Mineral Area Cardinals and Three Rivers Raiders. The MAC Cardinals played one of their best games of the season en route to their first Region 16 title since 2021. Allen dribbles to the near side, hands it off for Teron Garrett. Garrett lobbed to Allen, layup got it. 8 for Allen, his first bucket of the half. 6.5 to left in regulation, and Mack leads by 7, 49-42.
Great pick and roll action there. I think the Cardinals need to do that a little bit more.
Garrett back to Shields. Zone defense from Three Rivers. Garrett, deep three, near side. Got it! Teron Garrett! 11 for Garrett. Maybe that'll take the top off the cup from perimeter.
That's a big shot.
52-44. Up top, Jordan Richard. Far side, Teron Garrett. Far wing three this time for Garrett. Got it! Teron Garrett with 14. And Mineral Area extends the lead. At the other end, it's Hampton. Kicks it back out near side three for Cotto to take him back around and out. Rebound put back no good, and the foul is called against Nazir Allen. Second on Allen, ninth on Mineral Area. 6 on the shot clock. Nazir Allen trying to work inside, and he'll dunk it with 2 hands. 10 for Allen. Mack leads 57-49, 3 minutes left. Matt Hampton, near corner, Fleming three, no, rebound, knocked away, still loose, Dueling comes away with it, got it to Joyner, no one to beat, and he lays it in. 16 for Joyner, he went with the guaranteed 2, Mineral Area on the inbound, and they are the Region 16 champions. 75-66, the first Region championship since 2021, and they get a standing ovation here at the Bob Sechrist Fieldhouse. 75-66, the final, and the Mineral Area Cardinals are the Region 16 champions in 2026. 75-66, Helms Pub and Grill postgame show after this on KFMO. This KFMO Classic re-airs in its entirety tonight at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO, online at kfmosports.com, and on your mobile device, the KFMO app. You can find the full KFMO Classic schedule online as well. And also on the local side, the Missouri State Cal Ripken 9U, 10U, and 12U state tournaments are coming to the Parkland Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The 9U and 10U tournaments played on the Mineral Area College softball field, with the 12U tournament played on the Mineral Area College baseball field. All that in Park Hills. And it begins on Thursday with opening ceremonies at about 6 o'clock. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals played in a doubleheader on Tuesday against the Milwaukee Brewers. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. The Milwaukee Brewers have won the first three games in this series, sweeping the doubleheader yesterday, 4-3 and 10-2, and walks hurt the Cardinals in both games.
Walks hurt the Cardinals in both games yesterday, and when you think about that seventh inning, it's done the Cardinals in all three games in this series, and right now the Cardinals need some help as far as somebody can throw strikes and keep you in the ball game. You have to tip your cap to what Milwaukee was able to do yesterday.
Hunter Dobbins gave up 3 runs over 5 innings, but the rest of the bullpen struggled until Brian Torres, a position player, worked 2 scoreless innings to at least get this game over with.
Brian Torres might have been the player of the game as far as I'm concerned, because he came in and really befuddled the Milwaukee Brewers, and certainly that's something he doesn't want to do on a regular basis.
And on the mound today for the Cardinals, it's going to be Michael McGreevy. He'll be opposed by lefty Kyle Harrison, who's 8-1, and we're on the air at 5:50 with Game 4 in the 5-game series.
Guys, thanks. The Cardinals have lost 4 straight for the 3rd time this season, and with the 2 losses, sit 2 games back of the Miami Marlins for the final National League wildcard spot. Game 4 of the 5-game series between the Cards and Brew Crew is tonight, 5:50 pregame, 6:45 first pitch on B104.3. And of the FIFA World Cup, another couple of big games across the World Cup landscape in the round of 16 on Tuesday. With more, here's Tony Genualdo.
Argentina is through to the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup, scoring a comeback victory over Egypt to advance.
Sending it over! Enzo Fernandez! Can you believe this?
The call on Fox, Enzo Fernandez with the game winner in the 92nd minute, part of three unanswered goals for the defending champs late in the second half. Lionel Messi scored one of them for his eighth of the tournament as Argentina wins 3-2. They will take on Switzerland in the next round after the Swiss defeated Colombia in a penalty shootout 4-3. Switzerland advancing to the quarterfinals for the first time since 1954.
Tony, thanks. And in the Wimbledon Tennis Championships, in the gentlemen's quarterfinals on Tuesday, Jannik Sinner with the straight set win to advance as he beat Struff in three sets, and his opponent in the semifinal, Novak Djokovic, who beat Felix Auger Aliassime in five sets, 7-6, 3-6, 6-3, 6-7, 7-6 in the longest ever quarterfinal in the Wimbledon Championships. It lasted more than 5 hours on Tuesday. Djokovic will battle Jannik Sinner, the defending champion, at a rematch of last year's semifinals. They'll play on Friday in the semifinal, with the other semifinal to be determined, as the other two quarterfinals are today. American and world number 6 Taylor Fritz plays the world number 2 German Zverev, and world number 9 Italian Cobelli plays the Brit Ferry. Those are quarterfinals, with the semifinal being played on Friday. And in the women's quarterfinals, there's two today that feature Noskova and Mertens, as well as Kostyuk and Paolini. And the semifinals are on Thursday, with one semifinal match set, Coco Gauff and Karolina Muchova. The women's championship is Saturday, the men's championship on Sunday. And the NASCAR Cup Series races at Echo Park Speedway at Atlanta coming up this week on Sunday, green flag waving, right about 6 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.